This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is proudly sponsored by HarvestRack.com. Stop spending thousands of dollars on pre-made emergency food. Learn how to make your own healthy emergency food supply with the amazing in-home freeze dryer from HarvestRack.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does
Turn me loose.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Notice how a bunch of stuff's happening I never thought would happen. Obamacare. 21 taxes, 7 of them on people under the poverty line. Payroll taxes, you name it. Medical device taxes on little kids' prosthesis. Artificial legs, arms. You name it. And it starts stalling the economy since it went into partial implementation. That's planned. I mean, look, let me tell you something. If I wanted to shut a country down, I'd shut down its power plants. I mean, this is not rocket science, ladies and gentlemen. If you study geopolitical systems and history, and you look at what's going on, it gives you the big chill. I thought I'd have a segment called The Big Chill. Because I keep saying I'm getting chills, and I mean, I'm getting chills all the time. And I grew up in Dallas, and the few times I'd gotten mugged or whatever, I'd get a chill right before it happened. And I don't need a sixth sense, ladies and gentlemen, to know we're in grave danger. I don't need Robbie the Robot to say, danger, danger, Will Robinson. Danger approaching from the south, the north, the east, the west. You can see it. And I was just telling Nico and CJ out there during the break, the fact that they'd pass Obamacare, the fact that they would do this to power plants, the fact that they would put our military under NATO command and Congress would do nothing, the fact that they would spend tens of billions in fake energy companies and just give it to their friends. I mean, there's never been corruption like this that I've seen. And basically, I watched the looting of Mexico in the 80s with Salinas and others, and he was allowed to run to the U.S. with billions of stolen dollars after he devalued the Mexican peso. And I watched how he was run out of the United States, you know, up into the 90s. I watched it with several Mexican presidents. And then I studied the IMF, World Bank, John Perkins, Economic Hitman, others. And the globalists said back in 2002 when Stiglitz leaked that memo, I mean, he claims he didn't, when Stiglitz quit as the head economist of the World Bank and the memos came out, and Greg Palast released it here, that Europe and the United States, Canada, New Zealand, Australia were next. And the Australians, to their credit, got pulled far down the rat hole by this. They're starting to claw back. So that gives us some hope. Will we claw back from it and start voting down carbon taxes, start controlling our borders, start repealing all the draconian anti-liberty laws? But I'm telling you, the fact that the New World Order would open the border up and ship the illegals in and try to keep that secret. And then let me tell you, it freaks me out even worse when guess who time after time continues to blow holes in their operation? Infowars.com. And believe me, that's not fun because I know what it means to be sneaking around in Smog's lair. And DrudgeReport.com continues to take our articles. It isn't about being popular, being well-known at this point. It's about literally in an information war. And I know how serious and dangerous it is to have the White House run groups, MSNBC, Media Matters, attacking me every week, every day in some cases. And Drudge knows that too, folks. And I look at all the other mainline conservative talk shows. They're starting to go there, but not really, because they're scared. They're scared. And we need more people, ladies and gentlemen, to start telling the truth to beat this, but also so they don't come after me. And I'm ready for them to come after me. I'm not afraid of that. I'm afraid of failure. I'm afraid of letting evil continually win over and over and over again. And I'm going to tell you something else, too. I'm the only person I know who's consistently said for the last few years the false flag may be opening the border up. Because that was in Pentagon plans that were shot down by Reagan. But it was produced by his people wanting to bring in total control bipartisan. Rex 84. Look it up. It's in the Miami Herald. I've got it in my films. Police State film. Police State 2000. And I'm the only one saying they would let Al-Qaeda come in to attack us again and form a new Al-Qaeda army in the Middle East. That's what ISIS now is. And then they're now saying that. And I'm the only one that told you they would do an economic implosion to bring in martial law. And that they'd set off a nuke. Oh, yeah, a nuke.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So this is how America dies. Globalist treachery. Treason. And it's only the beginning if they get away with it. This is an emergency transmission worldwide.
We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Give me some more. Give me some more. Some more truth. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. It's not talk radio. It's survival. It's not talk radio. It's resistance. It's not talk radio. It's freedom. It's blood pumping. It's red, white, and blue, 1776, worldwide. And I am your host, Alex Jones. We have Kit Daniels, who is facing prison. Our reporter, feds threatened journalists with prison over a report on illegal immigration. Infowars.com. We have the official letter, the phone numbers. You'd think the whore media, since Drudge picked this up last Friday, would have picked this up, but it took them 3 weeks to pick up that we broke that Obama has the Border Patrol in black buses for DHS ship the illegals in. The protests in Texas and California, you see, of folks blocking the DHS buses. How do people know about that? Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com. And I'm not tooting our horn. We're right up front, on point, in maximum overdrive, going right into the front of this, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not going to get into the dirty tricks that go on, the stuff that gets pulled. I love it because I've told the story of my grandfathers. One of them was a fighter pilot in World War II, the other a B-17 pilot. And it was a famous World War II saying, you fly into the flak to find the target. Or if you're a fighter protecting bombers, you fly into the flak to protect the bombers. And so I'm steered into the flak. I expect the flak. I mean, don't take my victory away from me any way we cut it. I'm not a coward. I know what I'm flying into. The point is, do you out there know how serious things are? Do you out there realize how real this is? The federal government is no more. It is completely bankrupt and run by offshore criminal interests that want a giant, poor North American union with all these poor, desperate people from Latin America where the globalists have already imploded their countries and blamed it on the USA. So they hate the U.S. on average, but love the Democrats and will vote to take our guns almost to a man. This is the reality. And again, last week I had a top UC professor. He's all over national television. Daryl Hamamoto, expert political scientist, the head of Asian American Studies at the University of California at UC Davis, saying this is a giant social engineering operation. And by the way, he's got a Rockefeller Foundation accredited. That's where he was basically funded and trained for his PhDs and the rest of it. Just like Francis Boyle, who was trained at the high-level Harvard secret PhD, the same one Kissinger and Brzezinski were given. And he's coming out saying this is exactly what it is. I care about every man, woman, and child in this country. I don't care what color you are and where you are worldwide. I can't go to the third world and see poor, destitute people and the homeless children. It's too painful. But merging with all of that will bring us down, not bring us up. And that's the globalist plan. And that's why I'm firmly against it. We're about to go to Kit Daniels, Infowars.com reporter. But first, a quote by the statesman, philosopher, historian Marcus Cicero, attributed to a speech in the Roman Senate on the floor that was then put out in public proclamations. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious. When you study things, that's so true. We can survive our fools and even the ambitious. Because you can be taught by fools and by sages, to quote Aerosmith. Back to Cicero. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. And ladies and gentlemen, you ever wondered how America would fall? You'll never even know it falls as third world populations are all around you. I go down to the hike and bike trail all the time with my children. And I go to an area that nobody's at. I went down to it, and it literally, and I didn't even dislike them. I felt sad even surveilling them. But all up and down it were Guatemalans fishing with strings they'd found and cans, and they had backpacks. And I did shoot some video, but it's so painful with their little desperate children. I felt sorry for them. The globalists are manipulating my own humanity. But I'm going to dispatch my reporters next week down there. There are groups of Guatemalans. I went up and talked to them. And I saw their Mayan backpacks. And I didn't speak English, but I said, Guatemala? And they said, yes, Guatemala. Folks, we have literal homeless Guatemala on the bike trail now. Down off of, down off the hill of life. I mean, folks, this country is being imploded right now. That's all I can tell you. How long till we got a break here? We're going to hold Kit into the next segment. Here's the headline. Feds threaten journalists with prison over report on illegal immigration. I've been following the amazing coverage at DrudgeReport.com of just the complete collapse of this country. And then we have the full letter with the one-star general that issued it saying that you will be, if he ever enters any bases for the jurisdiction of the United States, that he will face 6 months in jail, and then it goes into the whole fine just to begin with. You shall be fined not more than $5,000 or in prison not more than 6 months or both by 18 U.S.C. 3571B6. And this was sent to our unlisted address here and to our listed address. And this is what he gets for going in saying, I'm here as a reporter, goes through the open base, and then he shows the illegals en masse there. So, Kit Daniels, I know you're out in Lampasas near Fort Hood, spending the tail end of the 4th of July weekend with your parents. But in the land of the free, home of the brave, I mean, Obama has arrested Tea Partiers and journalists like no other president and audited and shut down pro-life groups and has an enemies list that would make Nixon blush. And they're now saying they want to shut down Internet freedom. So I guess you ought to be proud of this letter. I know Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, who went with you, he's very upset, combat vet hero in his own right. He's very upset over the fact that he wasn't sent a letter as well. This is a badge of honor.
Yeah, absolutely. This letter shows you that you're definitely in the flat cloud. You know, you're definitely on target. And I was thinking about this when I was driving up here to Lampasas, that the Obama administration is intentionally using military bases to house illegals because they have an easier time to block access to the press and to the public. You know, back before 9/11, I used to go on Fort Hood, which is about 30 miles from here, for martial arts class, and I could just drive on base, no problem. But after 9/11, I had to go through a checkpoint and had to go through a vehicle search. So a lot of this is all due to the police state that's been implemented through 9/11.
It's being used on us, though. I mean, have you noticed Pelosi and Obama keep speaking at bases, but on domestic issues, they do it to control everything. There's no press there. They call it a press conference, no one's there. In fact, you guys went down twice, and they detained you guys once in Biggs and said you can't be here. Homeland Security did the Secret Service for Pelosi, and you guys had the press release that they were having a press conference. I mean, I got former Scripps Howard News Service reporters, you name it. I send you guys out, and they put you in handcuffs. We'll be back. Stay with us.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
You let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Beautiful music, Baker Straight bringing us in. Look, I'm hyperventilating and ranting today because if the political class can get away with this, they can do anything. And it shows how destructive they are. And because they can pose with Homeland Security, the Department of Illegal Immigrant Importation, because they can pose as the saviors over any crisis, they only get more power out of the problems they create. The Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution. That's why they've been funding al-Qaeda for decades. And the media spins it. Alex says there's no Muslim extremists. Now, I didn't say that. I said criminal elements in government and corporations are funding these groups to destabilize the world so they can radically transform our country into a police state. And now you hear the police state isn't for al-Qaeda. It's not for the open borders. It's not for the illegals. It's for the American people and the Tea Party and gun owners and returning veterans. I mean, this is dangerous. They train the military to fight who they think the next enemy is going to be. And now in hundreds of mainstream publications, not just Infowars.com breaking it 6 years ago, but in hundreds of mainstream publications, all of you know this, it's all over the news. They say gun owners and veterans are terrorists and are going to blow up federal buildings and we've all got to be arrested. Now, you know that's a bunch of bull. You know Clinton had his hands all over Oklahoma City. So much proof, I could spend 10 hours on it. I could convict all of them in front of a jury in just a few hours. I have the eyewitnesses, the names, where the bombs were at, and video of it. So, listen, they're doing all this because they think they can win. And I'm not trying to scare you telling you all this. I'm trying to get you to realize that your only hope is to speak out against it and say no to it. And to stand behind those that tell the truth. There's all these talk show hosts locally and nationally that make fun of me all day long. And I don't even need you to apologize to me. I need you to apologize to your own family and yourself and start telling the truth. And to admit that InfoWars knows what it's talking about. That I know what I'm talking about. And you better get on the ball right now. Or quite frankly, I've sworn to stay here till it all collapses. I don't know what I'm doing with my family, but I could broadcast from another country. I'll tell you right now. Again, a lot of people have said you should have an exit plan, and I agree with them. This isn't a game, people. I mean, this is not a game. The level of crime being committed by the federal government is, let's just go back to Kit Daniels. Kit, you got cut off by that last break. Again, the White House is wanting you arrested for saying, hi, I'm here to report. I'm here to go on. And because their own gate person still thought it was a free country on an open base, they let you in with our reporters. I guess it was you've been down there a bunch. Was it you and Jakari? Was it you and Biggs? Which trip is this letter covering?
It was the trip of me and Biggs. I think it was about the middle of June.
Yeah, and this letter was signed the 28th. We didn't get it till Thursday.
Yeah, so it took them a good 2 or 3 weeks to send me this letter.
Saying we're going to put you in prison if you ever come on a base again.
Yeah, and I want to point out that when the Founding Fathers talked about freedom of the press, they were not talking about corporate media. What they were talking about was independent publishers, like at the time was, you think about like the Poor Richard Altman Act and so on and so forth.
Yeah, for those who don't know, it was total underground, hidden little presses printing off 20 little, you know, proto photocopies, two-sided bills about what the Redcoats did. That's why all of you aren't just as important as the New York Times. It's compromise and globalist run. You are all we've got. listeners, get out there. Go ahead, kid. I'm sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the little underground publishers back then, they are the bloggers of today. They are the citizen journalists of today. And that's why it's critical to support the alternative media, because what we're seeing right now is a renaissance of the press. Investigative journalism is almost dead in mainstream media, but all the former investigative journalists are now coming to alternative media. So within the next 5-10 years, there's going to be an explosion of alternative media.
And again, we're not even alternative. I use that word too. We're the real media versus the state-run media. 3 weeks ago, Kit, we broke. This is so bombshell. Not that we broke it, but that it they could cover it up in 3 weeks. That they're shipping the illegals in and giving them vouchers on government-funded buses, Greyhound. And we have video of it, and it all being admitted. It's now in the New York Times, but they hit it like flatulence in church in the back of an article. That, oh, yeah, the spokesman said they're shipping them into the country.
Yeah, it's pretty common that the real news in articles is usually in the 8th or 9th paragraph.
And again, they do that just to cover their butts, and they get fired if they don't. I mean, I know a lot of big folks. I've had ABC Nightly News host, had dinner with him. He didn't say it was off record. And I was on Nightline. He also hosted that. And they basically just admitted, you know, they're mercenaries. I've had dinner. I'm not bragging. It's just I've seen stuff people haven't seen. And most people that even work for the system are scared. And they got bills to pay and have had divorces and, you know, got alimony to pay. And they are literally mercenaries. And they go home and get drunk at night because they're so depressed about it. And now they're losing their jobs. The globalists don't even need them anymore. They rode the mainstream media like a horse until it had a heart attack and died. They rode it to death until it was fully discredited. And now they announce, oh, we have robots to write the articles now. I mean, what type of system is this? A bunch of traitors. There's no honor among thieves, people. None of your pensions are safe. Nothing's safe under a system like this. This is pure evil coming in. Kit, other points.
Well, if you want to protect yourself as a journalist, you got to be an individual. You cannot be a part of the collective, because the collective doesn't care about you as an individual. They're not going to care about you as a journalist. They're just going to use you until they can bring in the robot journalist. So it's just you notice on the cable news now that most of the so-called news shows are political commentary, like Alex Wagner and MSNBC, so on and so forth. They're not really reporting on anything. They're just bad-mouthing other media heads who they disagree with. And that is how far the mainstream media has fallen. Because you no longer, not only has investigative journalists disappeared, but now news reporting, in essence, has also disappeared. And now it's just political commentary that supports the establishment viewpoint.
Well, well said, Kit. We're going to have more with you coming up. I really appreciate your courage, because as George Orwell said, in the world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. We appreciate you. We're going to come back with more with Kit Daniels here in a moment, ladies and gentlemen. But I just want to briefly, again, say this. We're not being dramatic. Our government signed on to $1.5 quadrillion, that's even in USA Today, of foreign fake counterfeit debt in 2008. There's political elites getting caught doing you name it, secret experimentation, forced abortions. Nobody gets in trouble in this country. The political class is in a crazy revolution against normalcy and decency and against any restraint on them. Satanism's the only description of it. These people are out of control. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars is still there for now.
Global warming purports rising CO2 levels while evolution describes mutated DNA. The fraudulent sciences describe effects of iron poisoning and copper depletion. As generations are iron poisoned and copper deprived, the DNA has mutated and weakened as blood types A, B, and O. These blood types and rhesus factor are falsely used as evidence of evolution. Humans were created solely with blood type A, B negative. Fraudulent science purports mutated DNA coupled with rising CO2 levels in blood are causing humans to go into extinction. In truth, humans are being methodically exterminated by iron poisoning and copper depletion. blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and matches the healthy population. They claim this is evidence they are from the line of Christ and thus are his Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago, and now they claim to be his Christ. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside. I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about 4 more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
You're listening to The Resistance.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
I don't know if we got any chance, but...
You're listening to The Alex Trump
Show. I just can't roll over. I'm sorry. On this Sunday after July 4th, I don't know if I can beat them. I don't know if you can, but I know this, I can't lay down. I can't give in. I can't roll over. The globalists are so evil. They're so wicked. They use giant masses of third world people. They've impoverished and destroyed. If I was a globalist, I would support the Gardasil shots that are on record sterilizing women that are being forcibly given to old Mexican school-age girls. If I was a globalist, I would support that. I'd be called a liberal. I'd be hailed as a trendy. But I'm against killing the Mexicans. So I'm a racist. I'm against killing the blacks. 52% are aborted. So I'm a racist. I'm for human liberty and dignity worldwide, so I'm evil. And I guess that's just the way it is, ladies and gentlemen. But there's a wind on down the road. Your shadow's taller than your soul. You have been weighed wanting. You have served evil, all of you that have gone along with this. and now you will face judgment. There's still time to repent politically. But for those of you that have consciously been part of this, judgment always comes, and it comes twice. Judgment is always served up while you're still alive. And then again. And not because it's even judgment. It's the path that you've chosen. It's the way that your soul turned. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's now leave this live rendition of Stairway to Heaven, Stairway to New World Order Hell, and let's go back to Kit Daniels. Kit, you got the floor. Great reporter, making national headlines every few weeks, just going out and reporting reality. Just going to the border, watching with the rest of the great crew, Jakari Jackson and others, LaDon Salazar breaking that big story. The buses come across. They let them Homeland Security buses. They're taken to Greyhound buses. They're given vouchers. You interview them. They admit it. And now they've been forced to report on that. Even though we're watching the Republic burn, it's satisfying that we did our job. And I've been very critical of the Texas State Police since they got rid of the last director and went along with a lot of federal initiatives that they have put gunboats down on the border. They are getting shot at. They are still arresting violent felons and up to eight times, like Arpaio said, in Maricopa County, Arizona, they just give them to ICE, and ICE releases them over and over again. And the police are working overtime for free all over the country because I guess they really have an instinct to try to secure the borders. And the sheriffs are being attacked in Travis County, everywhere else, for just deporting violent felons. I mean, that's evil, according to the Chronicle. I tell you, the Chronicle might as well just be like a Soviet rag or something here in Austin. I mean, I can't believe how evil it is with this latest article. I mean, this is Twilight Zone level that the states are actually trying to do something other than California and are being criticized for trying to deport aggravated felons, arsonists, armed robbers, rapists, child rapists. I mean, I read 36,000 released by Obama in the last month, aggravated felons. And it's in mainstream news, and they say, release felons or you're racist. I mean, Kit, it's like I've entered the Twilight Zone. What's happening?
Well, absolutely. It's like outside the alternative media, there hardly be any press about it. But that's how even more bizarre it is.
All right, now listen, let's get into this letter that's up on Infowars.com and been on Drudge since Friday. I haven't checked if it's still up there today, but there's so many great headlines, so many important headlines up there, but I mean, tell folks what happened. They let you on the base because there's video of this. You guys always are up front. We don't lie. That's our policy. You told them you were coming. You went on.
Yeah, we drove up. We showed our ID to the guard at the entrance. He gave us directions, and we drove on in. It wasn't anything like we were. We jumped a fence to get over across to the base, just like how the illegals are getting through America.
Well, if you were like the railway killer who killed dozens of people and was an illegal, they would just release you. If you were a child rapist, Kit, your problem is you're not a child rapist.
Yeah, I'm just a proud American.
So continue to tell folks what you saw. And of course, we have video reports again that got picked up big time that made them angry.
Well, when we went to the immigration shelter, we saw hundreds, thousands of illegal children, you know, playing games, playing basketball. I saw probably the biggest trash bags I've ever seen in my life. Subcontractor for Homeland Security taking them out to the dumpster. There was three full-size 18-wheeler food trailers out in the back. There was a huge RV mobile health unit for emergencies for healthcare, which is absolutely something that VA doesn't do to veterans. And what really bothered me the most was the fact that all these children are so close together that it wasn't a very sanitary operation. And it really brings fear that theoretically a disease unknown to science could easily cross the southern border and affect millions of people.
But let's expand on that. That's already happened. Diseases, communicative diseases are off the chart now because of this. That's on record. It's on record also, as Senator Ted Cruz has said, that they use teenagers as mules. And this is a giant drug-running operation. And the Texas State Police have said that, and the Border Patrol, to Infowars.com in video interviews we have.
Yeah. And, you know, I have to emphasize the fact that this kind of epidemic, as far as disease, has already happened in America. This is how 80% of Native American populations died between the 16th and the 19th centuries. They had no immunity to diseases from Europe, just like how we don't have any immunity for diseases from Latin America because they're rare here in North America. Not only rare, but the doctors here don't even know how to check for them.
And by the way, the control press says, oh, that's racist or whatever. And sure, there's racists. There's racist Hispanics. There's racist whites. Sure, there's a bunch of white racists that are upset about all this. The point is, that doesn't matter. Everybody knows you go to Central or South America, you got to take like 10 shots and all these pills, and you still get sick. I mean, this is a real issue, folks.
Yeah, and the Obama administration, to top it all off, is setting the precedent for a media blackout. You know, for example, when Jacardi and I went to on UT Austin back in April when Obama came in town, I talked to a photojournalist for several years, and he told me that the press access was the worst he's ever seen it. And also, the White House Press Association said the exact same thing.
Oh, it's on record. They have university studies that show Obama's not the worst. He's double the worst. So the worst it ever was, it's double that.
If you can control the press, you can control the narrative.
Well, look, that's a great point. I'm glad you raised that. OnlyDrudgeReport.com. I hate to keep just constantly thanking Drudge. It's almost obnoxious, but only Drudge thought that was important, that they're threatening to arrest you for reporting on the illegals. Not the other libertarian or conservative media, not the liberal media, no one. Does anyone care if they're persecuting the press? I mean, as a culture, as a guild, as a society, doesn't the press stick together? I mean, when they arrested Dinesh D'Souza, I got upset about it. If they arrested Michael Moore for a film, I would get upset about it. Where is the basic stick-together instinct, Kit Daniels?
It's disappearing. I mean, even the Associated Press is moving toward using a robot reporter, so to speak, hiring a software program that can write news reports.
The CIA developed that 10 years ago. We told folks last year in an InfoWars story it was coming. Last week they reported AP's getting rid of the reporters. They'll just put the press release of the White House in, and a robot will make it look like a human wrote it. Talk about control. See how you whore media people, you prostitute mainstream media, sold out? You sold out your own profession, dummies.
And now the new normal is going to be a media blackout on the same levels of invasion of Grenada back in 1983, when the press couldn't even get on the island for 3 weeks after the invasion began. Once they got on the island, all they could do was report on secondhand sources on the invasion.
Well, the people perish for lack of knowledge, and every listener out there, you're a journalist. You better get a video camera or a recorder, go to city council, ask questions, start a blog, a Facebook, whatever. Start reporting, and we'll beat them. They can't shut us all down. And the good news is police, military, media people, government folks are more upset than ever. I went through U.S. Customs last week coming back to the U.S. Most of them were listeners. It blew me away, and we're totally freaked out. So the good news is the average person in government is more awake than the general public because they understand how serious this is.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations.
That's Man Cow for you.
Hear him here. GCN.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Again, final segment here. We'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. I didn't take any calls today. We will tomorrow, guaranteed. It's just things are so epic. It's epic how many people are waking up. It's epic how corrupt the political and corporate system is. It's epic how asleep the general population has been. There's a big awakening happening, but people are either awakening or they're getting even more lethargic and dumbed down. And as this hyperinflation kicks in with the basic commodities, as we're seeing, but as a depression happens in the real economy, we're going to see stagflation. The yuppies are going to double down on the system and do whatever it says. Whatever it says. If it says open the borders to 100 million people, they'll do it. They believe in the system. Like somebody walking into a Nazi death camp. I always watch those horrible film footage of the women going down in the pits with little kids and being shot, and the men with hat in hand, you know, stripping down naked. You watch the raw newsreels that have been released, you know, bowing and being polite and lining their kids up to be shot. Not me. You can go to hell. It's just, it's not going to happen, okay? And I've tried to fix this peacefully, but they're on record building FEMA camps. I had this UC top professor, head of Asian American Studies on, Daryl Hamamoto. I keep saying Hamamoto. And I had him on the show, and you know he's one of the top researchers on the whole situation with Japanese Americans being put in the internment camps. And he said, no, I've researched the FEMA camps are real. Yeah, they're all right there. They're public. They're not called FEMA camps. They're called Emergency Centers Establishment Act, Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, Civil Emergency Centers. That's Daryl Hamamoto saying that. I mean, the system is geared up for war with the American people, and denial has gotten us to the point we're at right now. Denial has brought us to the point we're in. And the establishment wants us poor and destitute, battling with a bunch of third world labor, swamping the country, so that we're too busy fighting with each other over crumbs to deal with them, who are destroying the wealth and the prosperity on purpose to make us politically manageable. That's what it comes down to. And we've been trusting so long that I saw a study last year that 76% of seafood isn't even seafood and is fake. There was a new study out last week. 59% of tuna sold in the U.S. isn't even tuna. 94% of tuna and more than three-quarters of sushi samples in New York City mislabeled. And that's a new report out of the New York newspapers. Liberty Blitzkrieg did a boil down of it. But that just shows how fake it all is. And if you question fraud, they call it a conspiracy theory. If you question a bill, you're a conspiracy theorist. If you question why you're being abused, you're a conspiracy theorist. It's just a way to say, sit down, shut up, let me abuse you. Don't be a critical thinker. Let me tell you what to think. Let me tell you what to do. And so we now stand here at the crossroads as we get deeper into Mordor. What are you going to do about what's happening? I mean, think how crazy the political class is now that they would publicly fund al-Qaeda, change its name to ISIS, let al-Qaeda kill 300,000 people in Syria, most of them Christians, and call them freedom fighters, and nobody gets in trouble. They got away with lying about so many things, the Iraq war, the Afghan war, all these other wars, all these other police actions. I mean, look at this headline. Exclusive, Reuters, U.S. discloses secret Somalia military presence. That's never ended. And it's not to fight radical Muslims. It's to go after any stabilizing force. And our military men don't know that. They're compartmentalized. Well, guess what? The compartmentalization ends now. That's what I'm here to do. Doesn't mean I have all the answers, but I've got more than most. And I'm willing to tell you. And I've decompartmentalized. And once you learn how to decompartmentalize, you'll do it for your own self. And you'll give us the HUMET, the human intelligence we need, and the organic human survival system to defeat this new world order. All we got to do is point out the shadow system, the shadow global corporate crime syndicate, destroying national sovereignty, destroying due process, destroying freedom, destroying jobs. It's game over for the new world order. All we got to do is send our reporters down to the border to show that Obama's shipping them in, not just letting them in, and it's game over. All you got to do is make sure those stories go viral, and it's over. And all you got to do if they shut me up is step up into my place. And don't wait for me to get taken out or set up for that to happen. Get in the battle now. History is happening now. You are the resistance. You are the Paul Revere. People call me up saying, oh, you're Paul Revere. It makes me want to throw up. We're all Paul Revere. Don't thank me. I'm trying to survive. I've got my head screwed on straight enough to know how things work. And I want to live. I want to be free. I don't want to be a slave or a peon. That's what it comes down to. So if you want to be free, you better fight for it now politically in the info war before they blow up a bunch of stuff and blame on the liberty movement and start a civil war trying to purge us, which will absolutely wipe out the police and military, which is planned. They want to kill the liberty movement and the veterans while the police and military get wiped out to then bring in the UN forces when the whole Southwest goes up in flames with 20 million illegals pouring across the border with orders from the Democratic Party to set everything on fire. I've seen their plan. It's clear. You've been given their plan. And that's what it comes down to. And I'm here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm basically a copy of everybody that came before me, and so are you. Well, the people that came before me were on the Mayflower. They were in 1776, and they were at Washington, Brazos in East Texas starting the revolution. And they raised Colonel Travis's son. And I'm right here, right now, ladies and gentlemen, fighting the tyranny again. Doesn't mean I'm perfect, but I want freedom. And when it comes down to fighting tyranny, I'm a genetic mutt, but I'm a liberty-loving, absolute thoroughbred, ready to win the race if you'll join me. All of us together, all of our ancestors. I don't care where you've come from. The little bit of freedom you got is because your granddaddy or your great-grandma or somebody before them stood up to some tyrant. And that's where we've now come to at this point. And I need you to support InfoWars.com and InfoWarsStore.com. I need you to go there and get the very best pro-gun t-shirts, the very best anti-socialist t-shirts, the very best high-quality revolutionary supplements that power this whole operation. I need you to become an InfoWars Nightly News member at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're running a special in the month of July. It's normally 2 months off when you sign up for a year. It's 5 months off when you sign up for a year. 11 people can use each membership. That's 1 cent a day. 11 cents a day per membership, 11 cents a day, 1 cent for each person that can use it. That only pays for the bandwidth. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Tell your friends and family about this radio show. Decide to break out of your trance. Decide to come out of the dream, this political correctness and the New World Order. Decide to live. Decide to be part of the animating contest of liberty. Decide to get involved or roll over and politically be a slave and die. In closing, we need your financial support. InfoWarsStore.com. You'll find the best high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds there. The biggest selection. Fruit trees, planting seeds, tobacco seeds. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. The nascent iodine. The Supermel Vitality, the Lung Shield for the chemtrails, all of it, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. It's a testament to what's left of the free market and a testament to what's left of free will and free association that you funded this operation with a great team of reporters and crew and everybody here and the graphics people and the customer service and everybody that brings you InfoWars.com. And our wonderful AM&FM affiliates, and our wonderful sponsors, and our wonderful listeners. We're all in this together, and we will surely hang separate if we don't hang together, to butcher the quote by Benjamin Franklin. He said, we'll hang together or hang separate. That's what it comes down to. Kinsmanship and freedom and true solidarity, the transcends race or religion of true human liberty is now before you. The globalists are running the open borders. They're running the gun control. They're running the GMO. They're running the vaccines. They're running the secret experimentation. They're running the globalism. They're running Al-Qaeda. They're running the New World Order. They're playing their games. They hate us, and they think we're done. They think it's over. They think the age of man is over. To bring down the women and children, they've told us the technocracy is here, the age of the machines is here, and they've attacked the man and told women by pulling down men, they become empowered, wedded to the state. Women, you want to rebel? Embrace your men and tell them to be men again. Tell them to be strong again. Tell them to come back with their shields or on them. Tell them to join the Immortal 300. Tell them to stop being slaves. Tell them to be involved. Tell them to be strong. Tell them to stop watching the damn sports. Tell them to become men again. And men, tell your women, become women again. We're a human family together. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, male, female, old, young. In the end, the desire for liberty and to control our destiny and to explore the universe beats in our hearts. I'm Alex Jones, signing off from the front lines of the InfoWar. I salute free humanity.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.